Fighter jets scrambled. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The British and German military send jets to intercept and turn back two Russian military planes approaching Estonia's airspace. Estonia is a member of the NATO alliance. This is the first time the UK and Germany have conducted a joint intercept as part of the NATO treaty. It happened after Russian jets intercepted an American military drone south of Ukraine over the Black Sea. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Pentagon says the drone became inoperable after being struck and was intentionally ditched. On Wall Street, the Dow's down more than 500 points. Wholesale inflation's down as well, including a drop in the producer price index last month.
Year over year, 4.6%. That is weaker than expected for the headline number year over year. Month to month numbers, negative 0.1%. We were looking for a gain.
Shoka Soni with Fox Business. Retail sales are lower than expected last month, down 0.4%. A federal court in Amarillo, Texas, is in the middle of up to 4 hours of arguments today about abortion pills and a challenge to the approval of one of those drugs used. It was approved 23 years ago.
Judge Kaczmarek has been criticized for what some say have been efforts to not publicize the hearing. The judge said it has led to death threats against the court. He did not say who was behind them.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. More protests in Pakistan from supporters of the former prime minister.
Police attempted to arrest the former prime minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, who faces graft charges. The 70-year-old failed to appear in court. This attempted arrest was met with a large reaction from his supporters. Protesters threw bricks at police, and law enforcement used tear gas and clubs on the masses. Protests not only broke out outside Khan's residence, but in cities across the country. In London, Alex Hogan, Fox News.
Power outages from winter storms, 189,000 in California, about the same amount in the Northeast. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A 7-month-old baby girl dies from fentanyl poisoning at her home in Pennsylvania.
The Allegheny County Medical Examiner says Zuri Sadie Bogle was discovered unconscious by her parents after being put to bed by her grandmother. They dialed 911 and emergency workers performed CPR on the child, but she was declared dead at the scene. An autopsy shows the baby died from opioid poisoning. Penn Hills Police and the prosecutor's office now trying to determine who, if anyone, will be charged in her death. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's a monster storm that wouldn't go away until now. Cyclone Freddy is finally set to move away from the African continent.
Cyclone Freddy barreling to Mozambique and Malawi, killing hundreds and displacing thousands more. But now there's some relief to the region ravaged by torrential rain and powerful winds. Cyclone Freddy has been causing destruction in southern Africa since late February. One emergency official with Doctors Without Borders said there are many casualties, either wounded, missing, or dead, and the numbers will only increase in the coming days. Malawi has been battling a cholera outbreak, and the official says they are worried about a resurgence since Blantyre, Malawi's second largest city, is very poor.
Fox's CJ Papa. NASA releases an image captured by the Webb Space Telescope of a star near death.
The telescope's infrared eyes capturing gas and dust flung into space by a huge hot star 15,000 light years away. Such a transformation occurs only with some stars and is normally the final step before they explode going supernova. Scientists saying they've never seen this phase before in such detail. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Sports report that the Dallas Cowboys are likely to release running back Ezekiel Elliott after seven seasons. Play-in games tonight at the men's AA men's basketball tournament. Fairleigh Dickinson versus Texas Southern and Nevada against Arizona State. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.